things going on in December that we do because of Christmas. But sometimes I think we forget why we're doing those things. We're here to celebrate our Savior, Jesus Christ. And tonight's service is one that has scripture and hymns, or what we would call Christmas carols. They are hymns. They're about God. And I'm so glad that you chose to be here tonight and be a part of this, part of our worship, part of our celebration of Christ's birth. And you'll be able to have a part too as we go through our service tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your love for me. God, I thank you that you sent your Son to die for us. And God, I pray that as we have the service here tonight, that it would bring honor and glory to you. We do have some folks tonight that are not here, not able to be here. And so, God, I pray that you would just keep them safe where they're at. In Jesus' name, amen. The Christmas story begins with Old Testament prophets. More than 700 years before Jesus' birth, Micah was talking to common people of Judah about their travails. And then he drops this little nugget of hope for them. Ephrata was the ancient name for Bethlehem. Here's what he said in Micah 5:2. He said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting."
Isaiah followed Micah by 50 or so years. He came from an upper-class family, rubbed shoulders with royalty, and was a prophet to the court at Jerusalem. He is providing hope for the future of Judah when he includes these familiar prophetic verses memorialized by Handel.
"For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this."
Thank you. The story of Jesus' birth continues into the New Testament. The Christmas story is told in both Matthew and Luke. The Gospel of Matthew was written to Jews to answer their questions about Jesus. Matthew begins his Gospel message with Jesus' genealogy, beginning with Abraham. He then provides a synoptic picture of Jesus' birth.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, was not willing to make her a public example, and was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. This was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Stand with me. Let's sing this Christmas chorus together.
Luke was a physician and the author of both the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts. Beginning with verse 5 of the first chapter, Luke tells the story of Zechariah's encounter with an angel where the birth of John the Baptist is foretold. Luke continues with Mary's encounter with an angel where she is told of the unbelievable events that are to come.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Mary was pretty much beside herself with her emotional responses to the angel's visit. Mary decides to visit and to share her anticipations with Elizabeth, who was the wife of Zacharias and the expectant mother of John the Baptist. And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord.
Going to ask my ushers if they'll come, please, at this time as we continue to worship through our giving here tonight. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for this gift that we're celebrating tonight. And we pray that our giving to you would be a reflection of our thankfulness of that gift. In Jesus' name, amen.
Chapter 1 of his Gospel with the story of the birth and circumcision of Elizabeth's son, John the Baptist. He then moves on to chapter 2, which contains one of the most well-known accounts of the Bible. Luke sets the stage before the writing of Jesus' birth.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee and out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she would be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Let's all
join together singing Away in the Manger.
Jesus' birth, Luke tells the story of the shepherds. We all know and love this story. There seems to be more Christmas carols singing about the shepherds than any other part of the Christmas story. There was no media, Facebook, or Twitter, and the Holy Spirit chose plain old common shepherds to tell the story of the birth. He continues to rely on us today to tell the story.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there is with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Remain seated, but would you join me in singing?
Of angels. Mary couldn't. She visited with Elizabeth. The shepherds could not sit still either. They got up, went to Bethlehem to verify the story that they had been told. Then praised God and spread the story.
Thank you.
Let's sing together, Joy to the World. The story of the wise men is often told as part of the Christmas story, but the wise men from the east visited Jesus and his family many months later, followed by the beautiful star of Bethlehem.
the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Amen.
We tried. You just never know, do you? I was singing that song here 10 years ago, and you just never know. So, well, praise the Lord. God is good, isn't He?
Amen.
What a great gift we have. Great holiday season, Christmas, because when you look at all of the holidays that we celebrate here in America, this one has a real purpose, doesn't it? An eternal purpose. It says, one of the apostles mentions in the New Testament, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. And I think that is, extends to this gift that we celebrate at Christmas time, the gift of Jesus. It's, in a way, it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? It should be. But then that depends on us, doesn't it? I saw many of you bringing in gifts tonight for different people, and I saw one person had a whole bag full of gifts. Now, don't ask me who, because I'm not going to tell you, because maybe you're not getting one, okay? But let's say that that person gave me that entire bag of gifts. I said, there's one for you in there, and I want you to just give the rest of these to the others. And I said, sure, great, thank you. Oh, I appreciate the gift you gave me. This is so nice. I just love it. Thank you so much. It was kind of you to think of me. It's a wonderful expression of your love for me. And then I just hold on to the other gifts. Let's not forget that Christmas time is not just for us getting gifts and us giving gifts that we buy for other people, but it's for us giving the gift that Christ gave to us, to others. That was His plan. That's how He decided that it would be done, folks. He could have done it any way He wanted as far as getting the gift to everyone, but He chose us. Let's give that gift this holiday season. Maybe do that. Just decide as you're buying gifts for other people and getting gifts that you're going to give the gift of Jesus to one person this year. Wouldn't that be great? What a way to show appreciation for that gift we have received. Well, we're going to sing Silent Night here to close our service time together. I'm going to have our men come if they would. And as they're coming, let me just kind of give you a little instructions on what we're going to do. The insurance asked me to do this. Not really, but they're going to light the candle that's closest to the center aisle. Okay? Now, here's all you need to keep in mind. If your candle is lit, you always hold it up straight, no matter what. Okay? The person next to you will figure out how to light their candle. And as we're lighting these candles, I think, Charity, you're going to sing Silent Night for us. And then we will join in with her on that fourth verse. So, men, if you would begin lighting.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant.
thank you so much for your son. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you give to us, which allows us to love others. God, I pray that as we love others with your love, that we would also be compelled to share that gift that you saw to it would be shared with us. And so, Lord, as we leave here tonight and we go back to our families and other things that we have planned yet for this Christmas season, God, I pray that we would remember that we need to pass that gift along. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, you may extinguish your candles, and on your way out, there is a pan where you can stick those for us. Thank you.